The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Thank you very much, Eamon. Good evening. You're listening to The Hard Shoulder here on News Talk. Kieran Cudahy with you until 7 o'clock. As always, after 6 o'clock, my final furlong panellists will join me to look back on the week that was. We're going to talk about Micah, about the M50, about how selfish people are, about when it is appropriate to start sticking up those Halloween decorations and much more besides. So stay tuned for that. Right now, though, I am delighted to welcome to The Hard Shoulder Olympic champion Kelly Harrington. Kelly, an absolute pleasure to talk to you. You're very welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm great. Not too bad. I've had worse Fridays. How are you doing?
I'm not too bad. All the better for chatting to you. I mean, has life returned to normal yet?
Yeah, life has always been normal. Like I was just saying earlier on to someone, people keep saying, have you come down yet? And I'm like, I've never really went up, and I don't really know what way to feel because I've never been an Olympic champion before. So I have no idea what way an Olympic champion should feel, but I feel quite fairly normal,
Do you think, though, that people treat you any differently now that you're an Olympic champion?
Do you know what? You hit the nail on the head. Like, I'm not acting any differently. I'm the exact same as what I've always been, the way I've always been. But people do, like, they just go on a little bit different around you, you know, like, and it's not in a bad way, like, you know, but yeah, they, like, it's mad, like, I don't know, it's something that I've never experienced before, and it's a whole new thing, so I'm just like, whoa, like, I can't believe, like, it's me, like, and people want to get photos with you, and, you know, like, it's just, yeah, I can't believe that I'm that person.
Yeah, it's almost, I suppose, maybe like how royalty feel they get treated all the time. People are a little maybe self-conscious around them. I wonder, are people a bit self-conscious around you? Oh God, there's Kelly Harrington. She's an Olympic champion.
Yeah, I think, like, you know, you do get a lot of that. Do you know what's hilarious? Like, you're walking down the street and you see people turning into each other and whispering. And I'll say hello, like, I'll walk by and go, how are you? And then you get by and you see them looking at you, but you can hear them and they're like, is that whore? Like, you know, or you're standing in a queue somewhere and people start, like, getting on their phones and looking at, so they're obviously Googling you to see, is that you, you know, looking at your picture. That's looking funny. At you, you're like, it's just hilarious because you know exactly what they're doing. Like,
and do you catch people as well that when they have their phone maybe trying to take a slide, like, instead of coming up and asking for the selfie, they have the phone down below their elbow and they're kind of trying to take a sly photo?
No, like, when I was in Portugal there, and I was out now, and there was people recording you, like, just record me just randomly. And I was like, oh, all right, like, that's a bit strange. But however, you know, like, I'm glad I'm not doing that and I shouldn't be doing. But that's the only time I've ever experienced it, to be honest with you. Most of the time people will ask you, like, and I've no problem, like, you know, as long, like, you know what the worst thing is, though, when you're feeling in bits and you're like a bag of Lego and someone comes up and goes, do you mind if I get a picture? Like, you can't really turn around and say, do you know what, love? I feel like a bag of Lego today. So if you don't mind, no.
Yeah, I suppose.
You kind of have to just go along with it and be like, yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. I guess people kind of, when you become this big public figure, people kind of feel maybe a little bit of sense of ownership of you. You know, especially when you won the medal, and people will feel you won it on behalf of the country. So maybe, you know, we all have a bit of a stake in Kelly. So, you know, I'm going to ask her for a photo, even if she does feel like a bag of Lego.
And you know what, though, everybody does own a piece of the pie, and that's the way I genuinely feel. Like, some own a bit more of the pie than others, but, you know, everyone has got a bit of the pie, and it's brought happiness to a lot of people. And you know, if I can do anything in this world, and the thing that makes me the most happiest is making other people happy and making people smile. You know, the gold medal is an extra bonus on top of that. But being able to see those people smile because of something that you have done and you've lifted them, that means the absolute, like, world to me. That makes me so happy, like, and so proud of myself, like.
I assume then the closer you get to home, like, as in the geographically, you know, the closer you get to home, the more people treat you the same way they've always treated you.
Yeah, that's it. Like, yeah, like, they'd be always sticking the house and all stuff like that, you know, and it's the same old same, like, and that's the way I like it to be, you know, like, same old same. If I can cash in on it, brilliant. Like, I just want to be the same. I don't want to be anything that I'm not. You know what I mean? Like, I just the exact same person. And like, people are like, Jesus, you haven't changed, Kelly. And I'm like, well, like, I don't understand what you mean by I haven't changed, because why would anybody change? Like, you know, why would I change? Like, it just, to me, it doesn't make sense why people would change. But I do understand that some people do lose the run of themselves and they do let things go to their head. But that's not me. I'm just grounded and staying that way.
I guess, you know, success can change people. I suppose money can as well. Like, I wonder, are you more likely to change if you were a world champion in the professional game? You know, you'd have more people around you, you'd have more hangers on, you'd have more people kind of saying, come on, Kelly, you'll fly off my private jet and we'll go off to this place for a training camp. You know, I wonder, you know, because that was obviously on the cards for you, that professional life. I mean, do you think
but
that's...
But that happens now when I'm not professional.
Well, sorry, you're going off in private jets.
Not private jets, but other, like, there's, like, you know, you do get a lot of that, like, but I'm not, like, I'm not into it, so I don't do it, like, you know, like, and if I was pro, I wouldn't be doing it either, like, I'm not going pro, obviously, but, yeah, no, like, I'm not into that. I'm not into the, like, the Louis Vuitton, the bleeding €700 Alexander McQueen shoes and all these, like, a pair of €16 runners on me out of pennies here at the moment. Do you know what I mean? Like, that, and that's me. That's the way I'm always going to be. I'll always be in pennies looking for the bargain. I ain't going to change. Like, it's just, no, it's just not me. And I do understand how people can get caught up in that and stuff. Yeah. But I mean, I come from a working class background, so I know what it's like, and I'm not ever going to be too big for my boots.
Have you ever?
I don't think anybody should be ever too big for their boots.
Did you get many kind of bonkers offers after the gold?
Yeah, there's been a good few bonkers offers, but I had my mind made up nearly straight away out there, like, what I was doing. Like, it was like, I don't think, like, I've always thought of the possibilities of going pro. Do you know, like of being a professional world champion, because I'll be very honest with you, it wouldn't be that hard to become a world champion in the pros. And I've always thought, like, Jesus, be nice to do that now, but do you know what, like, it just doesn't appeal to me now that I've achieved what I've achieved as an amateur, and I know how hard it really is, because I come here and I tell you, to get an Olympic gold medal is 100 times harder than it is to get a professional world title. Do you know what I mean? So I'm happy where I'm at, and I'm happy with where I'm going. And people think, oh, you're a world champion, you were a world champion, you're Olympic champion, European champion. They don't see fights that you've lost and stuff before. They just see it as a gold medal machine. I'm under no illusion that I'm like, I can go out and lose a fight next week, and I'm not afraid of that, because I'm not afraid of losing. But it's going to happen. Do you know what I mean? The shit's going to hit the fan. I'm going to lose a fight. I don't want to lose a fight. Obviously, no one likes to lose fights. But, do you know, this is the reality and the real world that we live in, not a fairy tale makey upper world, and we're talking about real boxing here. Do you know what I mean? So it's gonna happen, and when it happens, I take it on the chin. I learn, I grow, and I move forward, and we keep on the path, on the cycle for Paris, and, you know, we just keep going, preparation, and we do what we can do. And if I qualify for Paris, it'd be absolutely class. If I don't, then, yeah, it'll be upsetting, but is it the end of the world? No, but sure, look, it's 3 years away.
What's the craziest offer you got?
A marriage proposal off Mandy. Money joking. no, money joking. There's just been some rant, like, there's been, like, I mean, there's loads of crazy offers. Like, you just go onto your Instagram and your requests, and, you know, you have so many offers there of doing so many things. And I'm just like, no, I actually, to be honest with you, I don't really respond to them, because there's a job in itself, like, literally a full-time job in responding to all of that, you know. And while I wish as well, like, another thing, like, for going to visit schools and hospitals and charities and all, while I would absolutely love to do them all, it's just so unfortunate that it's only one of me. It's unfortunate. It's probably unfortunate for me, but very fortunate for everyone else that there is only one of me. One of me is enough, I think. But I would love to do more stuff like that, but I can't. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I just can't. And I feel that absolutely, like, that makes me feel so sad and guilty, because I do feel like I should be given more, but I can't, like, because I'm only human and I can only be in one place, and you have to look after your own self and your own mental health as well, you know.
Where is the medal? Or maybe you can't tell me exactly where it is, but do you look at the medal on a daily basis every week? Have you looked at it since you came home? What's the routine there?
The medal is, it gets, it's in my house. It goes from A to B. It goes from the mantelpiece to on top of the bread bin to the table in the hall. Just gets moved around, really, to be honest with you. I don't look at it day to day or anything. I suppose the only real time, like, when I'm sitting in my car and I'm on my own and I have a bit of music on or something, there'll be time when I'll just start crying and I'll be thinking of, like, everything that's happened in the past few weeks. I'd be like, wow, like, this is just unbelievable. Yeah, like, it just happens, and I'd be crying for ages, and then I'll have to, wherever I'm going to, I have to sit outside for ages till I get back to myself. But it's just, yeah, I just keep,
and it's just, that's get, just because it's so
it
overwhelming,
overcome, like, with emotions. Yeah, that's what's happening. Like, it is, not in company. Or today I've seen some pictures there of me mom, my dad, Mandy, and my brothers and stuff, and they were watching the medal ceremony, and I hadn't seen these photographs or anything, and like they were crying and the tears were rolling down their faces, like I'm looking at that and I'm like, the tears are rolling down my face, like, I'm like, just such a emotion that I feel from that, like, it's just, it's crazy, like.
But they're good tears, is it?
Oh, tears of happiness and of joy and of what I've overcome to get there, you know, like it was never easy, but nothing easy is ever worth having, is it? You know, so it's tears of complete and utter joy and relief and can't believe it kind of thing, you know, like, I still kind of can't really believe it, to be very honest with you.
I can understand, like, it must just be such a, I suppose, a shock to the system to a degree, to find yourself coming home and, like, you're a role model, you are, and people kind of say that maybe a little easily in some respects, but when it comes to you, you really are a role model for the country. I mean, that can't be easy to get your head around sometimes.
No, it's not, like, because I suppose, like, when I was growing up, I had loads of role models, and obviously you look up to people and, you know, you aspire to be like someone. You don't aspire to be them, but you aspire to be like them and to do things that they have done. And now I'm that person, you know, like, people are looking at me and, like, they want to be like me and to do it, to achieve what I have achieved, you know, and, like, it's just, I just can't believe I'm that person. Do you know, it is hard for me to believe that I am that person, because I never, I'm so used to looking up to other people, and now I'm one of them that people are looking up to. And I just find it very, you know, I'm very privileged to be in this position, and I need to use my position for the good, you know, and be a good role model, you know, not a negative role model, yeah, and going out there and doing stupid things. I have to mind myself now, because I'm in the public eye and I'm well aware of that, you know.
It's actually, when it just hearing you talk about role models, Jack Chambers, the Minister for State for Sport, was talking about role models during the week and how important our role models are, and sports role models. And he was talking about it actually after Callum Robinson, the footballer, said he wasn't vaccinated. I mean, just as a professional sports person, like, what do you make of that? It's incredible. It's not just Callum Robinson. Only about half the footballers in the Premier League are vaccinated.
Come here. To be very honest with you, I've seen some of that stuff online. Like, I didn't really look too much into it. But look, I'm vaccinated, and I don't know whether it's right or whether it's wrong, and that's the honest answer. Yeah. I really have no idea. But what I do feel is that each person is entitled to what they do with their body, you know, like, and I don't know the circumstances around it or whatever, because I actually haven't read any of it, to be very honest with you. But yeah, I don't
Yeah.
know. I don't know. I'm vaccinated, and I got vaccinated because obviously I was going to Tokyo, and the reason why I got vaccinated was because I was led to believe that if I was boxing and say I boxed someone today and they tested positive tomorrow, and if I test negative, then I don't have to do the whole what's
Yeah.
called restricted movement. I could
Yeah.
still go on and box. So that's why I got
Yeah.
the vaccines, you know. So yeah, I don't
Ah,
know.
look,
I don't
yeah,
know, I
if you
really
haven't,
don't.
no,
And
if you
plus I'm
haven't,
working in a hospital. I'm around
yeah.
vulnerable patients, and you know, so I gotta be aware of that too.
Yeah.
And plus taking all your washing your hands, wearing your mask, stuff like that. Common courtesy, really, I think, for the likes of the face masks and the hand washing and the social distancing and stuff. But it's down to each their own if they want to wear, if they want to get a vaccine or not, to be honest with you. Like,
That decision not to go pro, I mean, obviously, it's quite obvious you're happy with that decision. You're entirely happy with it and comfortable with it. But was it a tough decision?
no, not really, to be honest with you. Like, like I said, I've always thought of like, Jesus, it'd be nice to go and get a world title in the pros. Like, but I mean, I don't know, there's a whole other side to that, a lonely side to it, and moving country and all that crack. And so when I weighed it all up and I looked at what I have here, I have my family, I have my friends, I have me job that I'm never ever gonna leave. And I mean, to go pro, you gotta leave your job, you gotta leave your family and your friends. I have a life here, of life outside of boxing. If I pack it in tomorrow and walk away from it altogether, I'd be happy enough. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've achieved what I've achieved, and life is good.
Well, listen, I was asking you about offers and the offers you get and the offers you have to turn down. One you didn't. You're an ambassador for this new milk campaign, the EU milk campaign. What's it about?
Yeah, so it's basically it's just trying to get the people drinking more milk. People get drinking more milk and stuff, and the kids in the schools, you know, to drink some more milk. And obviously I'm in a weight making sport, and milk would be a massive part of my nutrition when I am training, and even when I'm not training. But it's easy to get the vitamins in. It's quick, it's easy, it's your carbs, it's your fluids, it's everything really, you know. So it's something that I was happy enough to get behind, because like I said, milk is a massive part of my daily nutrition, as like along with all kinds of dairy, really, to be honest with you. So yeah, and I think it's great. I was one of those kids who would take the cartons of milk home from the school when I was younger,
Yeah.
and a few little curran buns. So I'm happy enough to get behind that, you know.
All right. Well, listen, Kelly, we'll leave it there. And an absolute pleasure. And thank you so much for speaking to us on the show today. Kelly Harrington, Olympic champion, of course. And I mentioned Kelly's role as an EU milk ambassador, no less. The Dairy Council are doing an event at Sport Ireland today for the Everything Starts With Milk campaign. And you can find out all about the Dairy Council's campaign at moocrew.ie. There's a website for you. Kelly, as always, thanks a million, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon. Stay with us, back in a moment.